must be to heat a switch.
You told me that last week.
Right, and you should have left it.
I left it.
You didn't leave it long enough.
Well, work on it now.
You got an appointment?
An appointment? What are you, a doctor?
A bakery worker strike continues with no bread in local stores for at least a week. Unseasonable temperatures for New York City, 74 degrees at 10 a.m. to an expected high of 89 with humidity of 79%. A South Bronx man takes his own life after his wife and four children. In that West Virginia mine disaster, 1967 was rescued.
Get away from there! Get away!
Get out of here!
Denies liaison with Las Vegas stripper.
What are you going to do?
Come
Time schedule?
All about?
They are protesting against the pollution. They are a pain in the ass.
Listen, why don't you hop into a cab and get your ass over here? I've got plenty of room. Oh, screw appearances. I miss you. Just a second, Janie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur. Vos vêtements sont prêts? Je vais les prendre dans l'armoire.
Excuse me, that's not my suit. C'est non pas à moi.
Oh, monsieur, je regrette infiniment. C'est une erreur de l'office. Monsieur.
Merci.
Merci, monsieur.
I don't know what that was about. The valet coming into the wrong room, I think. I'm not jittery. Who else knows I'm here? You sure?
Listen, Janie, why don't you finish what you're doing and get your ass over here? Attendez là, s'il vous plaît.
Oui,
Vous n'allez pas m'emmerder, ma petite dame. Bon voyage.
Bon appétit, bon appétit.
I guess I didn't do it right, did I?
No, we haven't done any right all the
way. I'm far too sensitive for this kind of work, sir.
Something for your crash diet, Miss Clerk. The least I could do.
Merci, sir. My diet is going badly. I'm beginning to think I lack willpower.
Why were you surprised to see me?
I wasn't.
You were when I came in. Do you think I was dead?
That's ridiculous. No, I expected you 3 days ago. That's
all. Something got a little busy. I'm over here to do a lot of things. You're only one of them.
Oh. I haven't got anything for you here, Sila.
Why not?
Well, I couldn't keep it in the shop. Look, I'll have it for you tonight. But you'll have to come with me to the opera.
The opera?
It's worse than you think. It's a French opera. A very long French opera.
You'll have it tonight, won't you? Just leave the ticket at the box office. I'll be there before it's over.
Yeah.
You weren't?
Olivier, yes. Good of you to come. Won't you join us? Would you tell us the subject of your dissertation, please?
Tyranny, sir. Use of tyranny in American political life.
Such as? Maybe Coolidge breaking up the Boston police strike. Roosevelt putting Japanese Americans into concentration camps.
You might consider the McCarthy business.
Hmm? Sir?
McCarthy. Senator Joseph from Wisconsin ran a series of tyrannical purges in the 50s.
Yes, I'm aware of that, sir. I was planning a chapter on him.
Ooh, chapter. I see. Yes. Interesting.
Well, now, you four have the dubious honor of having been picked from over 200 applicants for this seminar. Well, let me just say this. There's a shortage of natural resources. There's a shortage of breathable air. There's even a shortage of adequate claret. But there is no shortage of historians. We grind you out like link sausages. It's called progress.
Manufacturing doctorates is called progress. Well, I say, let us hush this cry of progress till 10,000 years have passed. That's a quote. Who said that?
Come on, who said that? Well, somebody must know the answer.
Tennyson, Alfred Lord Tennyson. My God, you can't compete on a doctoral level and not know Locksley Hall, and Locksley Hall 60 years later. Hope you all flunk. Dismissed. Beebe?
Yeah.
Come. Oh, sit. I knew your father. Rather well, in point of fact. He was my mentor.
I know.
Yeah. As I recall, there was another of you.
I have an older brother. He's a rich, successful businessman. I think my father would have disowned him.
Why are you at Columbia for your doctorate, Levy?
Just the way things worked out.
It's not just the way things worked out, Levy. Your father got his doctorate at Columbia. You can't fill his footsteps, I'm sorry to say. You might end up leaving larger tracks than that. Anything is possible. But they'll be your tracks. It won't be his.
Why didn't you answer that Tennyson question? Obvious from your face, you knew the answer.
I don't know.
How am I to fathom your mind if you continue to hide it from me?
You persist, I conclude you're a drone.
McCarthy section is central to your dissertation, yes?
Well, see, I don't know, because I haven't...
The McCarthy section is central to your dissertation, yes?
Yes.
Very worrisome, Levy. You wish to write about a period in our history that destroyed your father. But we're talking about an objective doctoral thesis. It mustn't be turned into a hysterical crusade. That's not the way to clear it. All right, you may go.
Sir? Sir? I don't have to worry about clearing him because he was innocent. Don't you think he was innocent, sir?
No, I think he was guilty. I think he was guilty of being arrogant and brilliant and of being naive. He's guilty of not being able to cope with the humiliation of being dismissed. But of the charges, I know he was innocent. And if it matters, Levy, I wept the day he died.
It's a bad day for all of us.
Specific.
Yes. I almost got my ass blown off at the flea market. And I'd like very much to find out by whom and why. Also, the clerk was not expecting me.
Sure you're not overusing your somewhat limited imagination?
The bomb was not imaginary.
There's been 3 bombs a day going off since the strikes began.
I know that. I know that.
Every schmuck with a grievance is busy in his basement right now.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy.
But you'll check it out, won't you?
Of course we'll check it out. Why is it lately that you constantly need to be reassured? We wouldn't have used you if you weren't the best.
Nicole? Keep going, keep going.
What?
The clerk's dead. It's not safe.
Thank you.
removals. My hotel.
Room 72. Injuries?
Hand.
Combat.
Alert the clinic.
Je vous en prie, ne bougez pas tellement, il faut que je puisse finir.
Sorry.
Ça me fait. Excusez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Merci. What was all that about?
Oh, I was just telling him he fucked up my tennis game.
What'd he say?
Well, we won't be playing doubles for a while. Can you move it?
That's it. That's it.
That's not bad. Zell's brother's been killed in Manhattan in an accident with an oil truck.
Oh, boy. Changes.
Only everything.
They're getting all victorious.
Look, I thought it might be important.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Your name and address were on the inside of it, in case you were wondering how I knew where you live.
I wasn't. Thank you again. Bye.
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 Say goodnight, but you don't go anywhere.
Well, that's because I twisted my ankle on the way down here, so I was just hoping to give it a little rest.
But you are not limping.
Well, I'm a marathon runner. When you race 26 miles, you don't give in to pain. It hurts, but I don't pay any attention.
And you won in this?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't run a whole marathon yet, but I hope.
So wish you good luck. Bye.
I'm sorry I stole your book.
What?
I took your book and put it underneath mine. I didn't know how to talk to you. I was embarrassed, so I took your book.
Aren't you embarrassed now?
Yeah, I'm humiliated.
So why do you pursue people who sit at your library table?
I don't. It's just that you're pretty. Oh. Well, I can't talk about how smart you are. I don't even know you. Anyway, I'm done lying with you.
Oh, you're always so incompetent with women.
Oh, yes. Today's way above average for me.
Congratulations. Good night.
It's too bad. I could make you so happy. I'm smart as a whip. You won't meet another thief like me in the library again. Come on, why don't you say you'll see him? Huh?
All right. I see you again. But it won't come to anything.
You can't tell.
Yes, I can.
How do you say seals in French? Say, look at the fuck.
Look at the fuck.
How do you spell it?
You don't believe it.
I do. How do you spell it?
F-O-C.
Okay.
Pigeon.
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 Pingouin.
Pingouin.
Elephant.
Je vous.
Très bien.
Je vous.
Merde,
alors. Yeah, I know.
Where's the youth?
Come on, lunch.
One more.
Oh, no.
Strike at Kennedy Airport, and we trust that this will not cause you too great an inconvenience and that you will once again fly with us. Muchas gracias.
Will all those passengers who have identified their baggage as fast as possible for customs to let the ramp directly?
Thank you.
God was on their side. Now I think they are not so sure.
Who's there? Who's that? Who's? I got a gun. I got a gun. Fuck!
Articulate as always.
Trick. Get the shit out of me.
What time is it?
I don't know. Must be about midnight.
Why didn't you tell me you were coming?
Well, I wanted to test your reflexes.
Oh, you're still challenging me, huh?
As always.
Don't worry about me.
Watch it.
Come on, faster than I'm waking me up in the middle of the fucking night, you fuck.
Ouch.
What's the matter?
It doesn't matter. I can take you with one hand.
Try it.
Here comes Pickup.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
You look terrific.
What happened?
Oh, a lousy bottle of Mouton broke on me. Hey, get some glasses.
Oh, Christ, do I have to hear a lecture on the glories of a Burgundy again?
This is a Beaujolais, schmuck. A Moulin Avant 71. Don't you ever clean this armpit of a place? How can you live like this? You know, I'm down in Washington now.
Here we go.
I'll put you up. You can go to school at Georgetown.
Oh, thank you, but I prefer my father. Here, I'll do it.
Thanks.
We did it, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, you really are uncouth.
Well, come on, you said you wanted glasses. You didn't say they had to be clean, asshole. So, how's business?
The oil business is always good.
Just a bunch of goddamn polluters and thieves.
Well, it's a crazy world, and any way you can skin it is your business. Cheers.
Up yours.
Oh, farm gardens love your style.
Oh, you don't drink this shit. What is it?
So what happened to you two in the park?
Exactly what I wrote you.
How many were there?
Two.
Kids?
No, far from it. They were more like businessmen. They looked like you. They had suits on.
What's this? More bullshit for your thesis?
There's some interviews about Dad. I'd like you to read them.
Not interested.
Why not? I just want you to read it.
You're never going to face it, are you? The old man is dead. He was a drunk. He killed himself.
Yeah, Doc, but he didn't start to drink until after the hearings.
It's right here in the air. You've got to be kidding.
No, look, I got it from his friends.
Where were those people when he needed them?
They were afraid like everybody else.
You think he wanted you to be throwing your life away on this shit?
But I don't think I'm throwing it away.
You are. Now that you're going to write, he's going to change
anything. Why can't you give me the courtesy to read it?
It's over for me.
What do you want me to do? Become a corporate hustler like
no,
you?
What? No.
What?
My life's thrown away anyway.
What do you mean? I'm supposed to be the best in my business, right? I'm the best because people think I'm the best.
I'm past it, and I know it. And sooner or later, it's going to become common knowledge.
Boy, something's got you.
Babe. Bet you still got the goddamn gun.
Why do you keep it?
I don't know.
For a liberal pacifist, you've got some sense of vengeance.
Helga as morbid as you.
I know you're trying to bait me, you bastard. You know her name isn't Helga, or Ursula,
or Irmgard.
You know goddamn well. You know what her name is.
All right, all right.
How about if I take you and Elsa to lunch tomorrow? Have you promised not to eat with your fingers?
I promise.
It's a deal. Okay, I get to bed.
Same as always.
You have any clean sheets?
I think I may have one left.
Hey. I really wanted to say that.
What?
I'm glad to see you.
Doc? I'm glad you came down.
When's the last time you took the subway?
Oh, about 1962.
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind putting on this tie, please?
Why?
I'm afraid it's a rule of the house. You have to wear a tie here.
I don't have a button on.
You can just put it here. Would you like me to help you?
No, I can do it.
Fine. Thank you very much.
What a klutz.
What?
How could you forget a tie?
I didn't forget who wears a tie when they eat lunch. Well, at least his fly is buttoned.
The truffles on crude here are marvelous. And if you get hungry, I'll send the waiter out to the nearest McDonald's. Let's look around.
Perfect.
Monsieur.
Sir.
Number 36, please. Chablis Gun Crude.
You know, the great Chablis of the world are almost always green eyes. In fact, they're the ones that most resemble diamonds.
Please, please, start.
No proof?
Too much.
It should be. I could pay my tuition for what this meal costs. See the watch he gave me the last time he was here?
Nice.
Do you miss home?
I bet you do.
Mint jelly, man.
What do you miss most of all?
People? Country? Skiing?
I suppose all.
I'm not really that familiar with Switzerland. What part are you from?
A tiny place.
Thank you.
Verbier.
Verbier?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
Oh, this guy that works in my office, a ski bum. A real pain in the ass about skiing, excuse me. But he's always going on about Verbier. That's right at the mount of at the foot of Mount Rosa, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He says it's some of the best skiing in the world. Mm. Is that true?
Of course.
Is he 100% right?
Sure.
Then you must know Claude Lesueur, the instructor there. Have you skied with him?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Verbier.
Verbier.
I've made all this up. There is no Mount Rosa in Verbier, and there is no Claude Lesueur. You're not Swiss. What are you? What are you?
Can't you guess?
Sure. German.
Anything else?
How long are your working papers good for?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's a joke. It's not funny.
I don't need work papers. I'm a student here.
I don't know. Whatever you do.
Many foreigners marry Americans to make things nice and legal. Then all of a sudden the marriages don't work out.
Is that what you think of me?
Look, stop it. Just stop it, man.
Why don't you ask me if I care for him?
Why bother? You haven't told the truth so far.
But why don't you ask me if I love him? Why don't you...
Okay, wait a minute. It's all right, Elsa.
Wait.
Let her go.
Why? Because she's a phony. She's after something. Can't you see
it? Why don't you stay out of it?
To be prompt. I'm not one to be mocked. And you behave him.
Don't kill me. What shit about my behavior? Not after what you've been pulling.
I've done nothing.
You're going to tell me that Chen acted on his own?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't mind you hiring him, but my brother, for Christ's sakes, did you have to involve him?
It was nothing.
It was a violation. We do not involve family. We never involve family.
Think of it as a warning. Nothing more.
Think of that as a warning and nothing more.
You'd like to fight, wouldn't you? It will not happen. I'm much too old and far too smart for that. But we must talk truthfully. Are you to be trusted?
No.
Is that the truth? Are you trying again to upset me?
I know that you're going to the bank sooner or later.
Perhaps I've already been.
If you had, you wouldn't be here talking to me, would you?
What else do you know?
I know that you're panicking. You think when you leave the bank, someone's going to rob you.
Who would do such a thing?
Obviously, you think I would.
Well, then I trust you.
You never could. You only had to.
We're talking of my safety.
May I be candid?
Yes.
I couldn't give a fuck about you.
Are you all right? Did you get my note? You know, I've been trying you for 2 hours. Finally, I just went running. What? It doesn't matter.
It does.
I don't care. Just forget it. It didn't happen. What?
Bien, ça, moi je crois que c'est vraiment très important. Et en plus, tout le monde pense que les gens, tous les Allemands ont fait la guerre. Alors, vraiment, tu comprends?
Okay. I'll take a shower. I'll be there. Okay, bye. Look at me like I'm doing something wrong. Like I did something wrong. I don't understand it. I'm trying to tell you I don't know anything.
Your name, please.
I told you my name!
Take it easy, will you?
My name is Thomas Babington Levy.
You're a student.
I come from a family of historians. Here's my card, and that's a proof. Please put those papers down. Please tell them to put the papers down!
Take it easy. What's in the papers?
They have to do with the paper that I'm writing.
Would you tell me who this is?
It's my father.
Where can we contact him?
He's not alive anymore.
And this yours?
Yes, it's fully licensed, and you can find a license in the drawer, too. Look, I don't know anything. Why do you keep asking me these questions that have nothing to do with what's going on?
Okay. That's enough for now. Here. I know this wasn't easy, and this is a bad time for you, but it's got to be done, I think you can understand that, right? Evening, sir.
Whoever did it must have set him up, Commander.
Get them all out of here.
I'll get the ambulance, guys.
I'm sorry to intrude. I was a friend of your brother's. My name's Peter Janeway. But you can call me Janie. All of my friends do.
I'm not your friend.
Listen. I'm as anxious as you are to find out whoever did this.
I'm a little more anxious, wouldn't you agree?
All right, listen. I think it may have been political.
Political? Why?
Well, considering what your brother did.
What?
And your father, of course.
What about my father?
Well, he was H.V. Levy, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and he's been dead for 20 years. And he was innocent, so what are you saying to me?
I'm sorry.
Come on! Come on! Get off my back! They've been after me for 2 hours!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to imply that.
They told me they were done! What are you saying? I'm sorry.
Come in. Begin with what happened tonight. Perhaps you could give me some of the details.
I was here. Doc died. You came.
That's it.
I'm a dealer for details.
All right, so you want me to do a little explaining, is that it?
That's right.
Where did your brother live?
In Washington.
And what did he do?
He was in the oil business.
Wrong. I know exactly how Doc made his living. And the closest he ever came to the oil business was when he filled up at his friendly neighborhood gas station.
Why don't you tell me what you're talking about?
All right, follow me now. Doc lived in Washington. What's Washington the center of?
Government.
Correct. And all the branches are competitive. The truth is, they're all paranoid schmucks. Now, when the gap gets too large between what the FBI can handle effectively and what the CIA doesn't want to deal with, that's where we come in.
Who's we?
The division.
Are you telling me that my brother worked with you?
Yes.
You're full of shit. What do you do exactly?
We provide.
Provide what?
Anything.
And you two work together. Why didn't Doc tell me? Why did he lie to me?
He was afraid you'd be disappointed in him, I expect. We were very close for many years. Believe me, I know whereof I speak. Doc obviously was desperate to get here at the end. Do you remember anything he might have said?
He said my name a couple times.
Okay, I'm just guessing now, but whoever killed him will probably want to speak to you.
I don't know anything.
Well, they can't be sure until they talk with you, can they? I'm staying just across the park at the car lot. And if you don't mind, I'd like to use you as possible bait.
Bait?
Yes.
You don't think they'll come tonight?
No. Look, I know it's risky, and I don't want to force you to do it. It's up to you.
Is it safe?
it safe?
You're talking to me?
Is it safe?
It's what safe?
Is it safe?
I don't know what you mean. I can't tell you if something is safe or not. Unless I know specifically what you're talking about.
Is it safe?
Tell me what the it refers to.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe?
No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
No, I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. Do you have quite a cavity here? Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do it.
Think he knows?
Of course he knows he's being very stubborn.
Simple oil of cloves.
And how amazing the results. Life can be that simple. Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time. Tell me. Is it safe?
Before you get it blown off. Those two guys had just wasted work for a man named Christian Zell. Does that name mean anything to you?
No.
You ran the experimental camp at Auschwitz, where they called him the White Angel, the Weiss Angel. He because he had this incredible head of white hair. He's probably the wealthiest and most wanted Nazi left alive. And he's hiding out somewhere in Uruguay. 1945, Zell let it be known around Auschwitz that he could provide escape for any Jew who was willing to pay the price. He started out with gold, naturally, but very quickly worked his way up to diamonds. Have you heard any of this before?
No.
Zell saw the end early. He snuck his brother into America with his diamonds. They're right here, in New York, in a safe deposit box. Zell's brother had the key. The only other key was kept by Zell in Uruguay. And now if he has to come out of hiding to use it, he's going to expose himself to incredible risk. Well, everything worked out fine until his brother got killed in a head-on collision with an oil truck.
Why did you say naturally when you said it started with gold?
Because he knocked it out of the Jew's teeth before he burned them. Zell was a dentist.
He's not coming to Americans, Mr. Janeway. He's here.
He can't be here. We'd already know it if he
was. He's here. That was the dentist that almost killed him. He kept saying, there's a safe.
Did he have white hair? Keep your head down. Did he have white hair?
He was bald.
Bald? The son of a bitch has shaved his head. He's here. And he's panicked.
Why is he asking?
Because your brother was one of the couriers that transported the diamonds to Paris, and obviously, Zell thinks Doc said something to you before he died. Now, did he say anything to you?
No, what do you mean, my brother? Well, you say my brother worked for Zell?
No, he worked for us. Everything we do cuts both ways. Zell ratted on all of his buddies. He kept track of all the old Nazis throughout the world. Whenever we wanted to bring one of them in, we went to Zell. Now, listen, babe, you gotta do one thing for me, just one thing.
Name it, what?
Quit protecting Doc.
I'm not.
He kept himself alive long enough to tell you something. Now, what did he say to you?
He said...
He must have said something. Tell me what he said.
Nothing!
Shit!
Well, you killed him! You killed him! You killed him! You killed him! You fucking killed him! You killed my brother!
I don't think he knows anything. I think he knows too much.
You can afford to think what you wish. I can't.
Blanks, the knife, a retractable blade. Hardly original, but effective enough. I think you'll agree.
I'm told you are a graduate student. Brilliant, yes? You're an historian, and I'm part of history. I should have thought you would have found me interesting.
Frankly, I'm disappointed in your silence.
Why even so relaxing?
I had alexia as a child. Alexia is a disease.
I know, it's where you can't understand written speech.
Highest marks. At any event, my writing is childish still, but I'm a fanatic about spoken language. I envy you your school days. Enjoy them fully. It's the last time in your life. No one expects anything of you.
I know. I behaved terribly. But I had to be sure what you knew. You see...
I'm positive your brother meant to rob me when I
left
the bank with my diamonds.
Oh, I don't know.
Was Silla planning the robbery alone?
You know the value of diamonds?
No, I don't.
Neither do I, not in today's market.
Tomorrow I must go and find out before I go to the bank. Your brother was incredibly strong. Strength is often inherited.
He died in your arms. He traveled far and in great pain to do that.
There has to be a reason.
I don't know anything. Carl!
I'm not going into that cavity. That nerve's already dying. A live, freshly cut nerve is infinitely more sensitive.
So, I'll just drill into a healthy tooth until I reach the pulse.
Unless, of course, you can tell me that it's safe.
I don't think you've heard the news.
What is that?
You're leaving tomorrow on a 1 o'clock flight.
You are a very confident young man.
It's all a front. Just think of me as any other young executive on the ground. You're uncontrollable. What you offer us is valuable, but it's not worth the chaos you cause.
And if I am unable to conclude my business by what?
Well, you just have to manage that, won't you? As far as we're concerned, Mr. Zell, you're a relic. And you're on your way.
Thus far, I find you rather detestable. May I say that without hurting your feelings?
Praise from Caesar. I'm just doing my job. I believe in my country.
So did we all.
What are you walking away from? What's going on? You guys are crazy or something.
I have to make a phone call.
What do you mean, give you a dime?
Here, take this and just give me a dime. Okay?
Wait a minute, man. Let me see what you got here.
Please give me a dime. It's a Rolex. It's my brother's watch. Hey, come on. Please.
Here's a dime, man. Right, here's some more change.
Do something for me. I want you to meet me.
Where?
51st and Broadway.
Maybe I
come. There's an all-night drugstore.
Why? Tell me.
Just get a hold of a car. Please, in an hour.
Why?
I'll tell you later. 51st and Broadway.
Melendez, please, I have to see your son. Please, let me talk to your son. It's important. Donde está su hijo? Es muy importante. Donde está su hijo? Por favor. Por favor, es muy importante. Por favor.
Goddamn
finger
off. Don't let go of that button.
Melendez, it's me. Please open the door. I want you to do a job for me.
Hey, one more time, man. I'm coming down with a butcher knife. You got it?
Please, I'm from across the street. I just want you to do something for me. Open the door.
Who is this?
It's Levy. It's Tom Levy from across the street.
Who the fuck is it?
Tom. Creepy. It's a creep.
Creepy?
Open up.
What the fuck happened to you?
This shit, man, is past my bedtime.
Why?
There's some guys out there after me. I got a gun in my desk drawer, and I want you to give them some clothes.
What's in it for me, man?
I got a TV set. I got a hi-fi. You can take it home.
Do it. Hey, what's the catch, Jay?
The catch is it's dangerous. Please do it.
That ain't the catch. It's the fun.
Come on.
All right, you guys, let's go. Move out of there.
Blow that your ass, motherfucker.
How'd you find this place?
I hope the key is where it's supposed to be.
How'd you find it?
Our girlfriend in my building. It belongs to her family. Ah.
Is it Zell's?
Zell's?
Is it Zell's?
You're very tired.
First, Jane, away. Huh? What do you do for Zell?
Babe.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't
tell me when to come.
Let's not explain it.
What did you do for him? Just tell me, what did you do?
Let me explain.
Explain, just explain.
Explain
it. Explain my problem.
Please, let me
explain
it. Stop it.
You fucking stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Tell me when to come.
I don't know, babe. When did you know?
I didn't. Till now. Whose house is this?
Seth's brother. There's nobody here. Let's go.
time. I can't get you out of here.
So that was Zell.
What's keeping him?
I don't know.
What were you? Were you Sal's mistress? Tell me.
I was a courier. Nothing more. Took money from Paris into Bourgogne, that's all. I never even met him.
God, you're pretty.
Further instructions. Do we take three giant steps or what?
Cops will be here soon.
You know, I don't think the police are coming.
Neither do I.
But I could be wrong.
Listen, I think we can work out whatever it is you want to work out, but don't you think we ought to do it inside?
Okay. One at a time.
Now! Over here! Over here! Sit!
I think you should realize that we're only authorized to go to certain limits.
Well, cut the bullshit. And tell me, Rosales.
Why'd you let us get so close?
You're all in my killing range now.
Taking a little target practice, have you? A wizard at hitting paper? It's not the same with flesh. Smashing bone is different.
So I want to know where... Hey. Zell is.
If the police were coming, I don't think he'd be so panicky.
Oh, they're coming.
Somehow I don't believe that. Who knows?
Easy. Easy.
We're all going to take it easy. Isn't that right, Earhart? All just going to sit here and wait for the police and relax. Right, Carl?
Where is he?
Elsa, why don't you move away from him a little bit and give the boy some room to breathe. Get away from him.
No!
I didn't want this to happen, but I couldn't trust him. I'll give you Zell for your brother. He's at a bank at 58th and Madison.
Go. Go!
Save him!
That much I don't make, but I can make that kind of offer.
Maybe we can make a trade.
Oh, please, it's a golden. Don't go for any trades. I want cash for the ring.
If you want cash, I'll give you cash. Let me take a look at it. Don't worry about it.
I'd like to see a 3-carat diamond.
Why? If all you're interested is just to see, go window shop.
I was interested in...
First, there's got to be trust, right? So what I'll do is I'll get this 3-carat stone, see? And we'll take it one flight up to this independent appraiser I know. And if he doesn't swear that I'm practically giving this stone away, hell, I'll just have to get myself a new brother-in-law. Listen, I'm going to do you a big favor.
Can't you just tell me what it's worth?
I know high pressure artist. I sell value.
Never answer me!
Interested in gem quality.
There's something around the size of my little fingernail.
You're talking 6 carats, sir. More probably.
Oh, would that be prohibitive, do you think?
15,000.
15?
Per carat, naturally.
Naturally? I know you. Perhaps you do. I'm pretty good at faces myself.
I know this.
Christopher Hess, how do you do? Christopher Hess, how do you do? Surely you came to our antique shop in London.
No, that wasn't it.
No, but you've been to London.
True, but I don't think...
Hess of Golders Green. We've been there since 33. When we got out of Germany, my wife and I, our little shop is quite fashionable now.
I always wanted to visit London.
Well, I suggest you hurry while it's still there. Well, I thank you for your time, and I'm sorry 90,000 is far too high for me. Our little shop isn't quite fashionable.
Thank you.
You murderer!
I know who you are!
Help!
man! He can't hear! Help! Please! A doctor! Please! 58th Street and Madison! What happened?
Safe. Move. They're all dead. Move.
You would be foolish to do anything hasty.
Move.
I have things in my possession.
You just keep moving.
What are you guys doing in here?
We'll just be a little while.
There's nobody allowed in here.
Well, can't you get out? Get off! Hurry up!
Let's see what you got.
If you will just give me a chance to get this open.
That's okay. Take your time.
This happened because you were afraid you were going to be robbed?
Yes.
But you weren't sure?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I was in a state of hysteria. No. Don't you want to take a closer look than that?
No.
You see, in a sense, one becomes more emotional with age. First after a lifetime of being taken by friends and enemies alike, and then just when you think you have your possession sure, your health begins to go. That is, of course, the ultimate theft.
That's close enough.
And in the circumstances, one's paranoia.
I said that's close enough!
Yes, out of time.
Stop!
Well, what are you going to do now? Shoot me?
No, I don't think so.
Then you are going to take these from me. If I could say a word about that.
No, you can keep them. You can keep as many as you can swallow.
I'm not quite sure what you said. Swallow?
Yeah, swallow.
Eat.
Essen.
You're joking.
No, I don't think so. I'm not joking.
Essen.
Put what's here, he's showing you a gun, he'll come back and bring others.
Whoa! This is madness.
Again? No. I won't. You'll have to shoot me. Come on. Shoot. You won't. You can't. You're too weak. Your father was weak in his way, your brother in his, now you in yours. You are all so predictable.